The recalls were based on where lawmakers stood on the collective bargaining issue, Democrats for leaving the state to prevent a vote, and Republicans for supporting the bill. UW-Madison political scientist Charles Franklin called it a very unusual situation.
Nothing comes anywhere close to it when we think about how many senators are involved all at one time.
Thousands of signatures were needed, and several of those campaigns fell short, but more than enough were gathered to force elections against six Republican and three Democratic senators. David Vanderleest helped organize the effort targeting Green Bay Democrat Dave Hansen.
The amount of people in the district, and as polarizing as the issue is, the signature gathering was easy. Doing this recall effort showed me just how divided the state is on issues.
Vanderleest unsuccessfully challenged Hansen in the race, which was the first to be resolved. Primaries for the rest were set for July. Republicans drew criticism for running fake Democrats in some of those races, a move Senate GOP leader Scott Fitzgerald defended as necessary.
There was a concern that, you know, the work that we did do in the budget, it would be very difficult to get the word out there on the street unless senators were able to go back to the districts and talk about that. And I think that certainly will allow them to do that.
The six Republicans faced elections August 9th. Democrats fell short of winning the three seats needed to control the Senate, but State Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate said defeating Dan Kopanky of La Crosse and Randy Hopper of Fond du Lac was still a big win.
We stood up for our values when they were under attack. We stood up to Scott Walker and the right-wing machine, and we went and fought on their turf, and we won!
The two remaining Democrats successfully won re-election a week later. Despite falling short of their goal to flip the Senate, Democrats are looking to the future. In November, they launched a drive to collect the more than 540,000 signatures needed to recall Governor Scott Walker. Four more GOP senators are also facing recalls. The state will find out in mid-January if those efforts will succeed. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.